This is Purvan Leela, forenoon pastimes of Krishna and Radha. 8:36 to 10:48 a.m. This is part two of the description of Radhakund. As we mentioned, the Ashtasakhis of Radha have their personal individual kunjas surrounding Radhakund. And we're beginning with the north direction, describing a kunja of Lalita Sakhi called Sri Lalit Ananda Kunj. This very vast and enormous kunj of Lalita Sakhi, located on the north side of Radhakund, is lightning-colored and comprised of eight sub-kunjas, resembling an eight-petaled lotus. In the middle of these, all these eight sub-kunjas, is an astonishing courtyard, which is also shaped like a thousand-petaled lotus, with a golden cottage in its center. A patch of golden banana trees surrounds the courtyard. This central courtyard is called Ananga Ambuj, and it has an amazing power to expand or contract depending on the needs of a pastime. Kalavati, a disciple of Lalita Sakhi, carefully maintains this area. At all times, the pleasing opulences of all six seasons are always present here in Lalita Kunj to increase the happiness of Radha Madhav. From an aerial view, this courtyard in the middle of all the kunjas, called Ananga Ambuja, appears like a huge lotus with a nucleus of pure gold from which expand filaments made of jewels. Each petal seems to be made of a different colored gemstone. Surrounding the nucleus, the petals are uniform in size and shape, but the number and size of the petals increases with each successive circle. In the center of this courtyard, in the middle of the thousand petals, which are surrounded by eight petal-like subkunjas, there is a golden lotus temple, which satisfies the senses of everyone with its cooling radiance. Outside, there are five successive circles of wonderful golden platforms. The first circle of platforms is plain gold. The second circle is golden platform studded with cat's eye gems. The third circle of golden platforms is studded with blue sapphires, the fourth with crystals, and the fifth with rubies. Above these successive circles of platforms are domes containing jeweled pictures of mating deer, and mating birds, humans, and devatas, which are meant to arouse erotic feelings within Krishna and Radha. When they sit on these platforms and gaze up at the domes containing these erotic paintings. Desire trees with green, yellow, white, red, and blue leaves and flowers surround this golden lotus temple in the center of the courtyard in the middle of the thousand-petaled lotus, which is surrounded by eight subkunjas. The branches of these multicolored desire trees meet overhead to form natural canopies surrounding the Golden Lotus Temple. Inside the dome of the Lita Sakhi's Golden Lotus Temple is a thousand-petaled lotus design that's carved inside the dome. The jeweled platform under this dome is 2 feet high. The northeast sector of the Lit Ananda Kunj is one of the eight subkunjas called Vasant Sukhada, that which gives the joy of the spring season. This beautiful bower is again further divided into eight sections resembling an eight-petaled lotus flower. The entire area is covered with ashok trees, having intertwining branches full of white, green, blue, yellow, and crimson flowers. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with buzzing bees and chirping cuckoos. In the southeast corner of Lit Anand Kunj, there is a lotus temple made of unlimited types of rare gems. It has doors and windows on all its four sides and jeweled paintings of Krishna's Vras and his Purvarag and the Kunja Keli pastimes painted on its inside walls. And on the outside walls of this lotus temple in the southeast corner of Lita Ananda Kunj, the outside walls, there are paintings of Krishna killing various demons like Putana, Aristasura, and others. A brilliant effulgence emanates from the jeweled center of the lotus temple. In that lotus temple, there are 16 rooms shaped like 16 lotus petals meeting in the center of the temple. There are 16 more subchambers inside the rooms. The design of the second floor of Lalita's lotus temple is the same. The third floor, however, of the lotus temple is a wall-less room topped by a great jeweled dome supported by coral pillars. On crystal bases, jugs, flags, and chakras are arranged on the dome. Radha Shyam enjoy the beautiful panoramic view of Radhakund when they stand on the third floor of the lotus temple and gaze out at the beauty of Radhakund from this high open-air room Also in this southeast corner of Elite Ananda Kunj, there is a large lotus-shaped jeweled inlaid swing or julin hanging from two old pakul trees that join overhead with their leaves to make a natural umbrella above the swing. This swing is called Madanandadolana, Madanandolana. And on this swing, julin, Madanandadolana, there are eight ruby seats which have backrests made of coral, which are about 18 inches high. The swing, which hangs about 3 feet off the ground, is tied to the trees with four thick silken ropes. The nucleus of this swing has two circles, each having eight lotus petals. There are also lotus petal-shaped footrests below the seats on the julin or swing. There are eight doors on the inside and two on the outside for entering and leaving the swing. Two jeweled pillars in the center of the lotus form a backrest for Radha and Krishna. There are round pillows and bolsters arrayed on cotton mattresses covered with expensive silk bedspreads. A beautiful canopy made from colorful tapestries of gold, pearl, and silk tassels appearing like a row of moons hang above Radha and Krishna's heads. The eight main sakis sit around Radha Madhav as Brindadevi swings them and the sakis while the sakis sing julan, julan bhajans. Although every sakhi on the swing faces Radha and Krishna from a different direction, each sakhi feels that the divine couple are directly smiling at her. A Madhavi grove named Madhavaranda adorns the northeast corner of Litas Kunj. This area, which is filled with a large network of Madhavi vines standing erect like cranes, also forms an eight-petaled lotus with its sub-kunjas. Filled with blooming Naga Keshar and hanging Malika vines, the Shitamba, or white lotus bower, stands in the north of Litas Kunj. The lotus kunj in the middle is golden and studded with moonstones in its center. The filaments are made of gems. The blue lotus flower named Asitambuja, which is filled with tamal trees, stands in the east of Lalitananda's kunj. The whole area is decorated with blue sapphires. Eight sub-kunjas, each appearing like a blue lotus, join the golden inner whirl. A kunja named Arunambuja, which is filled with rubies and blooming red labungi flowers, adorns the southeast sector. The western side of Lalita's vast and enormous kunj on the north of Radhakund features the Hemambuja forest bower, which is studded with gold and contains many golden champak trees with champak creepers clinging to their branches. Lalita's kunj on the northern side of Radhakund is the dearest to Sri Radha Krishna, because this kunja always satisfies them with newer and newer delight. Thus ends part two of our description of Radhakund during Purvan Leela, forenoon pastimes of the divine couple Radha and Krishna, which encompass a 2.5 hour period, roughly 2 hours, from 8:36 to 10:48.